مبارك عيد مبارك.
हाशमी है, मैं पोल्ट्री मल्टीकल्चर कम्युनिटी का चेयरपर्सन हूँ एंड मैंने ये स्टार्ट की थी लास्ट ईयर और आज हम ईद का ईद ग्रैंड डिनर हमने ऑर्गेनाइज किया है पोल्ट्री मल्टीकल्चर कम्युनिटी के लिए. हमारे पास सारी कम्युनिटीज आज यहाँ मौजूद हैं माशाल्लाह से और वी ऑल परफॉर्मेंस आर वेरी गुड. थैंक यू.
I'm Jeff Brock. I'm the independent member for the electorate of Stewart in the South Australian Government, and that incorporates Port Pirie and Port Augusta and also the far north of the state of South Australia.
And why the Port Pirie is considered to be a hub of multiculturalism in your perception?
Well, I've been the mayor here previously for 6 years. I've been the local member, independent member for the last 15 years, and I've lived here most of my life. And this community has, in my view, has got lots and lots of different nations here, or cultures and populations. And it's probably about 37 different nationalities here. And one of the things that we do, we work very closely together. We work in harmony, we live in harmony, and there has been a lot of cooperation between all the religions, and we have no problems whatsoever.
Hi, my name is Fred Sandanis. I'm president of the Greek community of Port Pirie, which we are celebrating our 100 years registered community in South Australia on the 20th of July this year. We're the second Greek community in Australia.
Why you decided to come and attend the Eid function in Port Pirie? What is the significance for you to attend this?
Well, look, we're a great multicultural town. We're probably the capital of the multiculturalism in Australia here. We've got not only Greeks, we've got Italians, we've got Indians, we've got Pakistanis, we've got Filipinos. It's a very multicultural town and a great town to live in. And it's great to have all these different nationalities. We've got all these different foods, different cultures. And it's fantastic to work side by side with all these people.
Thank you very much.
Good afternoon, my name is Leon Stevens. I'm the Mayor of the Port Pirie Regional Council, serving my second term. So I represent Port Pirie and the region. We have a wheat belt and a lead smelter at the end of our street, which makes us a little bit unique. We rely very much though on our farming community, which does give us a lot of work around the place, but the smelter is one of the second largest lead smelter in the world, and it's probably not so much known for lead nowadays as it is for multi-metal.
Okay.
Port Pirie is situated 220 kilometres north of Adelaide on Highway 1, and it's been one of those things where we're at the very top of the Spencer Gulf. So we're renowned for fishing and very much so for our ranges in close proximity that butt onto farming land.
And what is the current demography and how much population we have in here?
We have a reach of 17,800 around the region, and right at the moment, you know, our main source of income is from, you know, like mining and processing, and we also have we're a regional base for hospitals and lots of little infrastructures like that for communities. So
what is the story of the history of the Port Pirie, when it was actually start getting populated, and how the name of the Port Pirie being named?
Yeah, Port Pirie is an interesting name. When we sort of started going back through the records and all that sort of stuff, Whipathara, I think, was one of the Aboriginal words which meant muddy creek. So I'm sort of pretty happy that the Port Pirie name stuck with us. So as we've been rolling through, Port Pirie, it was designed that we needed a port close so that we could actually ship lead and all that sort of stuff from our port, and wheat, of course, in those days. So we had a couple of choices. We had Port Germain, which is 26 k's to our north, which is opening out, but it was not a very good port in those days to actually bring ships in, because you've got bad weather patterns and all that sort of stuff, you couldn't load. So this creek was named as Port Pirie, and you know, there's lots and lots of stories. We have some local hotels. The Federal Hotel in one particular has a watchtower. Now, what used to happen in those days is people would stand on the watchtower waiting for ships, and then the message would go down that the ship's on its way, and all the men that were unemployed in the area would stand on the wharf to be employed to unload the ship. There were some other little places like the Riston Hotel where we were under siege of water at those times, and used to be able to row your boat up to the front of the bar and jump out of the boat and have a drink and all that sort of stuff. So we've been really grown around a port, I would say.
And as we can understand, this town is very much famous all around the world due to its industry in lead and silver probably. Mm-hmm. What about the atmospheric impact into the environment here? Due to the lead mining and lots of mining in the region.
Well, we're very unique in that sense that we actually have a program, abatement program, that we actually look at residual lead from old practices. Today's practices are very, very good, and we actually have improved no end and continue to improve with the lead in air, and there's more improvements on the way in the next year. We'll have the lead that gets mixed for the furnace and all that sort of stuff, the ore and whatnot, will actually be put into a pressurized shed and mixed there. So we believe that'll put less than 24% of the dust into the atmosphere, so it'll bring our lead in air down again.
And what is the message for the rest of the Australians who never came across to visit Port Perry? What do you want to say to them? What is for them to discover in this region?
It really is simple. You're missing out. When you start to look around the world now, it's getting extremely busy. We're a big city, but it has the country feel like a small town. So, you know, from your home to the centre of Port Pirie or your workplace, it's usually around a 6-minute drive. So that's not too bad going. The average home price is around $250,000 upwards. We have sold houses in the $1 million range. At our footsteps, there is the Southern Flinders Ranges, which is likened to the Grampians. We have beautiful lakes and estuary systems, second to none. If you want to drive a little bit further to the north, you're out in the outback. And you have all that to offer and experience. So we're a great step-off destination place. Plenty of opportunities for work and professional work. And we're looking very, very hard at making childcare one of our priorities so that you can bring a family and we can actually put the whole family to work and you have a great quality of life.
Mubarak.